Is that guy checking me out?
I feel a prickle of self-consciousness that has everything to do with the fact that I'm wearing an old Star Wars t-shirt I sleep in more often than I should admit, including last night, and that I ignored Andy's not-so-subtle advice to put on some makeup for once. Yeah, no, he's definitely not interested in me. He's gorgeous enough to make angels weep, which means he's staring for the same reason everyone stares at me lately. Nice shirt, Angel Guy says with a nod. Thanks, I reply, gritting my teeth against what I know is coming next. I should probably just walk away, but I really need that drink. I send a desperate glance at the bartender, who's already passed me over twice for women who, unlike me, probably spent more than 2 minutes getting ready. Lo and behold, the bartender notices me. Our gazes meet for an instant. His eyes are the color of the whiskey I'd like to drink. I feel the warmth of his gaze down to my toes. I guess I must really want that drink. The bartender takes a step toward me, which is a promising development.
It's you, isn't it? Sinclair Jones's sister, Angel Guy says, pulling my attention away. You look different without...
He motions around his head as if to suggest the hours I'd spent being primped and polished on the morning of my wedding. Or, I should say, the morning of what was supposed to be my wedding.
Well, you know you look different now, but you're the woman from that meme. Can I buy you a drink?
Nope, no can do. I can feel the bartender watching me, taking in the situation, and I flush with embarrassment. You understand. I have important force-related business. I give him the Star Wars hand signal, then turn and start walking away before he can object, or start snapping pictures. Let's be honest, I know what he really wants, a selfie with the woman who became a meme. God, save me from this looky-loo. I've had more than enough embarrassment to last 3 lifetimes, thank you very much. I don't need to add any more line items to that list. I hear a soft laugh behind me and someone asks,
"Isn't that the Vulcan hand gesture from Star Trek?"
Whatever. It's my brother's shirt. Drew's a bit of a nerd, obsessed with his space operas. I love him, but he can keep his intergalactic dramas to himself. Why am I wearing his shirt? Because we live together, and he skipped doing his laundry for several weeks in a row. I finally broke down and did it myself, but in retaliation, I stole his most comfortable shirt. When I slide into the booth across from my friends, Andy and Grace, they cut off their conversation so quickly, it's obvious they've been talking about me. Andy eyes my empty hands, and I avoid the urge to cover my bare ring finger. It's the lack of a drink she cares about. I thought the point of getting a drink was to get a drink, she says. I've changed my mind, I say. Maybe I'll do a sober January thing. Grace gives me a dubious look and, fine, she has a point. If ever there were a January to not be sober, it's this one. Or not, I amend. Anyway, aren't we here to talk about the book? You dragged me out tonight on the pretext of having a book club meeting.
Did you read the book? Andy asks.
No, I admit. Andy shoots a quizzical look at Grace, who develops a sudden interest in the scratched-up tabletop in front of her. A sudden flash of light reflects off her glasses, and I flinch, but then I realize it's a reflection of whatever's on the TV across from her, not a camera.
Come on, Andy says. Marnie gets a pass, but you had a whole month. I read Outlander when you asked us to. That was a very long book.
There was a lot of sex in it, Grace says with a twinkle in her eyes. Hot Scottish guy sex. Admit you enjoyed it. We all did.
Never.
Anyway, Grace says, the book is immaterial,
says the person who didn't pick it, Andy mutters, sweeping her long black curls over her shoulder.